Okay, so you're in this program and we're talking about mentoring. And we're talking about how you're going to end up in a mentoring type situation. You're going to go up to somebody, think about this, you're going to go up to somebody that's very successful. Okay, if somebody's very successful, they're probably making 100, 200, maybe even 300 or 500 or maybe even $1 million a year. Do you know what their time is worth if they're making that kind of money? If they have that kind of an influence over top of other people, over other people, then you have to figure their time is so valuable. You're talking about hundreds and hundreds of dollars an hour. So if they spend, if they make 400, let's say they're worth $400 an hour, and if they spend 15 minutes with you, that just cost them $100. They could have made $100 someplace else, but instead they spent it talking to you for 15 minutes. Think about that. Do you really think that there are people out there that are going to be willing to spend that kind of time with you? You know that lawyers, you know, they make $350, $500 an hour to stand up. Do you think that you can go up to somebody who makes that kind of money and say, invest yourself in me for 15, 20 minutes and or an hour, put an hour in me. I'm a 16, 17-year-old kid here and I'm trying to learn about life. Do you really think there's somebody out there that's going to be willing to do that to you? Well, guess what? Yes, there is. But here's the deal. If you come into that relationship and you come into that relationship in a with your slovenly attitude and your sort of laid back, hey, I'm here, I'm good for you, you know, I'm God's gift to this whole process, and guess what? You get to mentor me? Forget it. I'm not going to spend my time on you, much less anybody else, because a lot of these other mentors make more money than I do. Why in the world am I going to waste it on you if you have a bad attitude about that kind of stuff? See, the thing that we're looking for as business owners, we love investing. We love investing. That's what a business does, is it invests. And we love investing in people. That's the most important thing. You think money is the most important. It isn't. It's people. We love investing in people. We love seeing people prosper and flourish and bloom and just come out and become something. And then we can look back and we can say, wow, thank God that I was able to have a little piece of that. I was able to put my little pinky on that, my thumb on that. But this is the thing too, is we know when we're trying to invest in something and it's not interested in being invested in. If that's the case, forget it, because there are plenty of other opportunities in life, including just going home and sitting down with our family. We'd rather do that than spend time with somebody who doesn't really want to be there. So this is your first thing that you have to do. If you're going to be in this program and you're looking for somebody that's successful to sit down, that is used to bossing people around and is used to making a difference in the world, and you're going to sit there as a teenager and you're going to be mentored by this person, you got to have a few things. Okay, so let's get these down right away. One of the first things you're going to have is desire. Let's talk about that for a second. Desire. Do you really want to learn? Do you really have a desire? Do you have a burning passion? Do you want to come out and do you want to learn what this guy has to teach you? Or are you interested in telling him how great you are? That's my, you know what? If you're going to come to my office, you're going to tell me how great you are, forget it. Stay home. I don't even want you. But if you have this desire to learn and you're going to come to my office and you're going to show me, I want to learn this. I want to learn what you have to say. You know, Mr. Tucker, I'm going to sit at your feet and I'm going to learn. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but you know what? I don't want to teach people that don't want to learn. That's just the way it is. So show me you have a desire. Show me you have a strong desire. Show me that you're ready to be there. I teach my kids this. Never, ever come to a meeting without a pen and a paper. If you're coming into a meeting to meet with anybody and you don't have a pen and a paper, forget it. It's like, do you really think that I think you're going to remember everything I'm saying? You're never going to remember that. In fact, right now, if you're not taking notes, forget it. You better learn that and start taking notes, because if you come into my meeting, if I call you into my office and I say, come on in here, come into this office, I'm going to tell you about something. You better have a pen and a paper. It just shows honor to the person that you're in front of. You're just telling them, you know what, you have something worthy. You have something worthy to say that I'm willing to listen. So just that attitude right there of having this. So how are you going to show this desire, this passion? One is you're going to come prepared. Two is you're going to come on time. You're not going to come 5 minutes late. Because if you come 5 minutes late, you're wasting my time, because I was ready for you at the time we said. And you're coming in 5 minutes late. In fact, you better be 5 minutes early and you better be sitting there waiting for me to call you in. Because that shows respect. Are you going to show me some respect when you come into my office? I mean, come on, I'm trying to help you, right? So why wouldn't you show me that respect? So that's our next thing, is we're going to show respect. You're going to show respect by having your pen and your paper. You're going to show respect by the way you sit. You're going to sit up. You're not going to slouch and bat. You're going to sit straight. You're going to sit a little bit forward like you're interested. You're going to keep eye contact. You're going to look at me when I'm talking to you. When I write something on the board, you better be writing that on your pad, paper. If I draw a little picture, you better draw that same picture on there, on your pad. You better show me that you're interested in this. And the other thing you're going to do is you're going to pay attention. You're going to be able to repeat things back to me. So, Mr. Tucker, you just said X. And when you say that, then I know that you're paying attention. I know that you're doing that. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invest. I like to invest. I want to invest. I'm going to invest more in you because you're showing me respect. So you got desire, you got respect. The other thing you're going to show me is you're going to show me that you have discipline. Okay, what's discipline? Discipline means, hey, you got it under control. It's self-control. If you're talking about the fruits of the Spirit, discipline is self-control. It means you're going to show up on time. It means you're going to come in a good attitude. It means you're going to be ready. When I want you to do something, you're going to be ready. And if you show me that you have self-discipline, that you have discipline, and that you can be in a working environment and you can take care of yourself, well, you know, how in the world are you going to take care of anybody else or anything else if you can't take care of yourself? Back to the blame thing, you know? If you don't take responsibility for yourself, how are you going to take responsibility for anything else? So the more things that you can take responsibility for, the better. So you're going to show me some discipline. You're going to have that discipline in there. And the other thing you're going to show is you're going to show some honor. Okay, how do you show honor? Well, using the term Mr. Tucker is going to be honorable until I tell you, you know what, don't call me Mr. Tucker, call me Dave. Okay, well then, okay, Mr. Dave. You know, and what you're going to do is you're going to be able to honor the person who you're up against. So if you're talking to this person, honor them. Let them know that you respect them, that what they're doing for you has been a tremendous favor, and you're going to give them that honor. Another thing, don't waste my time. So don't waste time. Don't have me repeat stuff that you should have been paying attention to first. Don't have me, the only unrenewable resource in the world is time. The only thing I can't get back is the time that I just spent with you. So don't waste it. Make sure that you, like I said, pay attention, that you take notes, that you work this thing. This is a fantastic opportunity that you have. Tremendous opportunity. Don't waste my time on it because I won't continue this. Any business person that you're with has plenty of things to do, plenty of places where they need to be. And lastly, the last thing I want to talk to you about is, you know what? You don't run the place, okay? So listen. Listen very carefully. Figure out how somebody else does it. I can't tell you how many employees I've brought into my business, and after 2 days of being in my business, they have all these ideas on how to make my business better. Really? I've been running this thing for 20-some years, and I've been fairly successful at it, and you're going to come in after 2 days, and you're going to have all these ideas on how I need to change my business. I won't even pay attention to you. Until you've been in my business for, I don't know, at least a month, 6 weeks, then you can come to me, and then I want to hear your input. I want to hear what you're doing. I want to hear what things you have there. And so then when you bring those into me and you bring those ideas into my office, once I know that you know how to do it the way I want you to do it, now I'm going to pay attention to you and you're going to have my respect back to you. And I'm going to say, whoa, here it is that you're doing this. And the last thing you got to do is if you're going to work, we'll add this one here, if you're going to work, you need to be diligent. I know your mom's been telling you that you need to be diligent. Your mom's been telling you that you need to finish the job. I like the proverb. There's a proverb in Proverbs that says, the slothful man or the lazy man doesn't roast that which he takes in hunting. And what does that mean? Well, let's talk about that for a second. It means there's this guy, you think about it back to Bible times, and his family is hungry and they want to eat something. And they say, Daddy, will you go get me something to eat? He's like, oh, okay, I'm really tired, but I'm going to go get you something. So I'll go hunting. So he gets his bow and arrow. He walks out into the woods, into the brush out there. And he sits there, and he's all day long, he's waiting for some deer to come by. And the hapless deer happens to walk by, and he goes, boom, and he hits him. Chases the deer down as it's dying, finds the deer, field dresses the deer, carries it on his shoulder all the way back to his home. Oh, the kids are happy, the mom's happy, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna eat. Yeah, this is cool. Yes, we're gonna eat. It's gonna be like Golden Corral, you know, they're gonna have plenty. So they come in there and he brings the deer back and he lays it down and the mom says, can you go get some firewood and let's start a fire so that we can roast this deer. And you know what happens? He's like, I'm really tired. Look at this. I've been out there all day in the hot sun. Now I carried this deer back home and now I'm just so tired. I don't really want to roast it. How about tomorrow morning? Let's roast it tomorrow morning. She's like, well, everybody's hungry, but okay, whatever. I guess we'll wait until tomorrow. And so they do. They wait until tomorrow. And the next day, he's all sore and he can't get up anymore. And he's like, I'm not going to roast it today. I'm too sore. Let's wait a little longer. Well, you know, after the next day, the hot sun, there's maggots on this thing. And it's starting to stink and putrefy. And that's what that verse means. It says the slothful man does not roast that which he takes in hunting. He's not diligent. What happened was he didn't finish the job. He didn't finish the job. He killed the deer. He went hunting. He did everything but roast it. What good did that do his family? And the same thing. If you come and you mentor at my office or at somebody else's office, if you're not diligent and you don't finish a job to the end, that means filing that last piece of paper where it goes. That means making sure that everything is finished, all the way to the end. If you don't do that, then you're just like that lazy guy that took the deer and his family suffers from hunger because he didn't roast it. So make sure that you roast it. Have honor, have respect, have diligence. Don't think that you own and run the place. Treat your boss or your mentor, treat him with respect and honor. Make sure you bring that tablet with the pen at every meeting that he pulls you into and finish every single job that he gives you. And that's the way you're going to get along in a mentorship.